doesn't sound or feel like anything I've done before for a few reasons. It's a bigger group. I use two saxophones, Amanda Gardier and Rob Dixon. And then Mina Cohane is playing piano, and she actually arranged the music. Jesse Whitman on bass, Cassius Goins on drums, and then me on guitar.
And so what is the status on that album right now?
You know, we put a lot into it recording-wise, got a lot of amazing players on it. We had some funding events set up at the Vonnegut Museum through April and May that we had to cancel, and then it was also supposed to headline the Indie Jazz Fest, and it's, you know, really hard to say where festivals are even going to be end of summer at this point, so that's pretty up in the air, but the record exists, so it'll certainly be released at some point. We just want to make sure that we can do it the right way and that, you know, people will be able to come hear the music when we do.
You are on the road or performing in a different club or location virtually every night of the year. And all of a sudden, everything is closed and you can't do that anymore.
I don't think there really is any way to fully adjust and cope with what's happening on a performance end. Obviously, a lot of us are doing kind of the live stream thing, which it's good, but it's also very awkward. It's really awkward to know you have an audience there and to try and kind of feel that energy and get into a performance mindset, but, you know, you're essentially just sitting alone and in your living room staring at a cell phone. I haven't really felt comfortable doing it yet, kind of feeling out that energy and trying to dial in something that someone might want to listen to.
What music are you turning to during this time to keep your spirits up and to keep getting in front of the phone to give those virtual concerts?
A lot of it's still kind of analytical listening, where when I was doing a couple solo concerts a week, which I haven't done in a long time, I was listening to some of my favorite solo records by jazz guitar players, like, you know, Pat Metheny and Julian Lage and Bill Frisell and some of those guys, to try and emulate what I love about their approach and those records. And then on the other end of things, I've been diving back into music from my childhood a lot, and just everything from my childhood, like watching old Pacers games with Reggie Miller and stuff. It feels like kind of an extended snow day or summer break.
Are you finding any space to create music or to think about creating new music?
Yeah, especially with the newborn in the house, it's been fun to kind of just pick up the instrument and to see what comes out, see what kind of new inspiration. You know, whenever something like that happens in my life, I feel like, oh, these are new musical ideas I didn't know were in there. Amanda and I have kind of a regular schedule now where I'm on duty from like 9 o'clock at night to like 2 in the morning, and usually River's asleep. So I've been able to get some really good shedding done during those times, and it's pretty mind-blowing still 2 or 3 weeks in. Like, I am playing music with my baby right next to me.
Well, congratulations on being a new father, Charlie, and thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you, Jill.